Skinny fries.
You recently went on a trip.
I did.
Yeah, in a new car.
I did. Yep. That's true.
So road trip time.
Yeah.
Electric.
Electric. Yeah.
But different electric.
Different electric. Yeah.
Yeah. So how the hell was that?
Well, okay. So to prepare for this episode, I actually, on the way home today, listened to our last episode in our old podcast on EVs, and I have some feedback. Are you ready?
Yeah. And so just to be clear, like, we're talking about charging today?
Yeah, we're going to talk about charging.
So you can give us a skinny on how it works, how your experience was?
100%.
Okay.
But, all right. But I have to start by just talking about EVs in general, and I want to take the listener back to where they were the last time they listened to us.
Can you, I can't do the sound, so can you do our little rewind sound?
Oh, I don't, do I have it?
We've gone off the rails here.
So the last time you asked me a question about EVs, we were on our old podcast, 21 Pod, which, by the way, I have some preliminary feedback. I really enjoyed that podcast, and I missed the theme song.
It's still there.
I think we could just reuse the theme song. I don't think anyone would care.
I don't think we can do
that.
It's
a good theme song.
Do you just not like your voice?
It's just a good theme song.
Do you want me to remix your voice into a song?
No, I just like that theme song. It was good. I found myself doing the dance that I always did. It was great.
I appreciate that.
Also, the format was good. I liked you were like interviewing me, asking questions. It was great. So the reason you were asking me questions at the time was you drove a gas car.
I did.
And I drove an EV at the time, a Model 3. So it was two cars ago. And that was my
second. Because you get cars all the time.
Yeah. That was my second EV. Third, if you include Lindsay's, right?
Yeah.
And you wanted to better understand EVs. What was interesting is, so it was the first day you had left your house since the pandemic started. And you particularly noted that gas was $1.79 a gallon for premium at the Costco by your house in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't know what gas costs because I haven't put gas in a car in 5 years.
Funny thing is, I have no idea what gas costs now.
Right. Well, what's interesting is, you know, and now you have such a great acumen around electric cars because you own one, but you didn't then. So I remember you asking me, like, well, I was telling you about charging, and you said, oh, wait a minute, they're different? Like, a Tesla supercharger is different than a non-Tesla supercharger? And I had to explain the different connector types and stuff. So we're starting from a much better intellectual position this time than that time.
Right? Better intellectually, maybe a worse experience.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So to rehash for the listeners where we were in that story, I had a BMW i3, which was a little tiny.
It was cute.
It's cute. I love that car. Yeah. It's like short and it's tall and it's, you know, kind of chubby. It's like me. It's wonderful and I really enjoyed it. And then, but the range was 120 miles and it was like a legit 100 miles in reality.
Yeah.
And it was a great commuter car. I had it for 3 years. And then I switched to a Model 3 because it was a great price. I stole that car. I mean, I got it, I think, for $32,000, and then I sold it for like $38,000. It was a pretty good win. I went from a Model 3 to a Tesla Model Y, and then now back to a BMW to an i4. And ironically, at the end of the second episode, we talk about why. And it is me explaining and you agreeing that we both are going to drive Teslas for a while. But one day, BMW and Audi and Volkswagen, all these other companies are going to make nice cars that happen to be electric, and then we're going to go back. And that's what
and
I
you've
did.
Gone back.
I did. So I went back to BMW. I went back to a, you know, a car that I love driving and love the feel of. But the other side of that podcast is we talked about what you would lose if you went from a non-Tesla car when it came to the supercharger network. And I got to experience that just 2 weeks ago, and that's what I was going to talk about. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely. I would give me the highs and the lows.
Okay. Well, let's start with the highs.
Hopefully there's both.
Yeah, there's both.
Let's start with the highs. Yeah, so that's a good place to start.
Now, we're going to talk about bias first, because here is my bias. And I said that in that podcast originally. I don't like Tesla much. Like, okay. I owned three of them, but it's not a brand I really like. And I think in that podcast, I spoke about the difference between being a fan and a fanboy. Mm-hmm. And for me, Tesla is a good company that made a good car that is owned and operated by a terrible human being. And I just didn't love being a user of their product. I think people have them. They should have them. They're great in lots of ways, but I didn't love them. So
sorry. Real quick. I know your statement's going to offend a lot of people that are listening.
Yeah.
We're sorry. This isn't a bash Tesla thing. It's just our personal opinions. I'm sure for the fanboys out there, you love them.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Great.
This isn't a personal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? You're Apple and Android. You're allowed to have your choices, right?
That's right.
So for me, the thing that I said is one day when I leave Tesla, I'm going to miss the supercharger network. And it's a very simple math equation when it comes to that, which is, you know, my new car comes with Electrify America, which is a company that's kind of funded by the government, but kind of not. Like, they're their own company, but they definitely have a lot of
Volkswagen.
Yeah. And they have 3,503 fast chargers in 806 stations. So,
wait, did you do like statistical research?
Yeah, I did for you.
Okay.
Did. Are you happy? Okay. How thrilled are you?
Rubbing off on you, man.
So 3,500. So remember that 3,500, yeah. Right? The comp on that, and that's in the US, is that Tesla has 20,000 level three charging ports. Just a few more.
Yeah.
And the difference is, as I said, 806 stations. So location wise, they're spread out more. So the Electrify America, there's a lot of spaces where there's a couple of them where, you know, when you go to charge a Tesla, typically you'll have 15, 20 different chargers at that charging station. So me and my family took a trip to Orange County, and I talked about that in the previous episode. That trip is 350 miles away, and I'm doing it in a car with a rated range of 257 miles. So by like simple math, if you were just thinking about a gas car, you're going to need to charge once, right? Like, yep. That's the kind of generic version of this. Well, one of the initial discoveries and the difference between the two cars was on the surface right away, which is when a Tesla tells you it has 300 miles, it probably means 250.
Facts.
When a BMW says 250, it probably means 260. So it's a really interesting difference. They do their EPA ratings differently. And again, I know that sounds divisive to the Tesla, but it is from actual real-world experience that that's how that goes. And the BMW surprised me in that way of actually doing better. So when I do the Tesla trip to Orange County, I do the trip the same way every time. In the Model Y, it had about 307 miles of range. So I would leave my house and stop in Quartzsite, Arizona. Little tiny town. There's only a couple things in Quartzsite. There's a Tesla charging station, a Love's gas station, and a McDonald's. That's about it. Yeah. And so I would stop at the Tesla charging station, which in that initial podcast I told you was terrible because they only had 8 chargers. But they've redone it, and there's about 30 now. And so it's a level 3 supercharger. So it's their version 3. It's very, very fast, 250 kilowatts at all times. And I would typically charge there for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Then back in the car on the way. And then it becomes a question of, do I want to get in town with none, which means don't stop again? Or do I have some stuff to do when I get in town and don't have time? So in which case, I'll do a second charge, usually at Cabazon, which is, you know, almost to Orange County. It's pretty close, and it's a very fast charger. They've got a new one that just opened. It's really, really great. So I was a little nervous with this other car because I don't know what it's going to look like. So did the mapping, open up the same app. You know, you pull up the Electrify America, and turns out it's the same stops. It's Quartzsite and Cabazon. And interestingly, even though the car has less range, it basically says about the same amount of charging time, and I think that has to do with it having a little bit more range than it says and the other car having a little bit less. They kind of come out to the same, right?
Sure.
So the first stop for me was in Quartzsite, and it's at a Love's gas station. Now, there's an upside and a downside here. The upside to being at a gas station is you can walk inside and get a Red Bull. You can go to the bathroom, right? There's a nicety to that. The downside is everything you feel about gas stations when you walk in and you're like, this is where children get abducted. I think that's going to happen here. So there's a little trade-off sometimes when you're at one of those gas stations. So I stopped at the Love's and I plugged in, and the first charger I plugged into, now remember, there's only 4. One of them's a 50 watt. Two of them are 150 kilowatts. And the fourth one is 250, right? So I plug in to the 150 and it says, doesn't work.
That's so, a good sound effect.
Okay. On to the second one. So there's a person there. They're very kind. Move over to the second one. And it is rated at 150, but I found myself getting about 67 kilowatts.
Okay.
So not tragic, but definitely not good. I mean, you're talking about now like a 35, maybe 40 minute charge to get to the place about 80% that I want to be. And for anyone new to the electric world, unlike a gas car, you don't want to fill up to the top. That's not the smartest way to take these trips. Now, you can do that. And a lot of people, when they get their first electric car, they're going to do that for their own, you know, kind of mental well-being. But if you were taking a very long trip, imagine like an Alabama to Arizona trip, the faster way to do it would be to stop more often and charge for shorter bursts. Because the way the charging curve works is you get this accelerated rate for the first 80%, right? And then it declines.
Yeah.
So I was approaching it that way. So I charged up to about 80%, a little bit longer than I wanted to be. Not tragic, not great, but okay. So got on my way, again, getting great range, and then I'm faced with a decision, which is the same as the Tesla, which is, do I want to pull into town with nothing, or do I need to have something? And in this case, we were going to Disneyland the next day, so I really needed to have a little bit of range.
Yeah.
So I stopped at Indio, and I got to see where Electrify America puts most of their charging stations, which is where, Amir? Where are they at?
Disney.
Walmart parking lots.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You meant like, yeah.
They love the Walmart.
They love the Walmart. And,
you know, what would you say at 1 a.m. is the experience at a Walmart parking lot?
Don't want to be there.
No.
Unless you're people watching, because the people at Walmart are fantastic.
It's all the things that you'd expect to love and hate. It's lit, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a little bit of traffic, which in some ways is actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
Right?
Safer.
In this one in Indio, there were two coyotes that were about 6 inches from me, so that didn't look great. And, you know,
they're friendly.
You're not getting the best looks of all time, we'll just say.
Sure.
So I pull up to the thing again, plug in, doesn't work.
God freaking bless.
Okay. Use the key, wave it a couple times, plug it in, you know, fiddled with it for a while, in and out, finally, thing comes on and starts charging. Now, this one, again, rated at 150, did a little bit better. I got up to about 90 kilowatts, which wasn't bad. I wouldn't say it's great, but it wasn't bad. And it told me at the time that it was going to take me just about 20 minutes to get to a decent charge, right? So it rated it about 20 minutes to get 120 miles worth of charge, which was about what I experienced. It wasn't too bad. So got charged up, got into town, had a great trip, went to Disney the next day. Everything fantastic. Learned the, I don't know, do we want to tell both followers the secret?
Yeah. Tell them how it works.
Oh, I'm giving you the Disneyland hack. When you pull into Disneyland, there's a sign that says, ask us about EV charging. We didn't do that. What I found out later is how dumb we are, because if we had asked, you get to pull into a special garage with ground floor parking where they have 75 charge point chargers. Now they're level 2, so they're slow charging, right? They're not moving super fast. But if you're going to be at Disneyland for 10 hours, you're going to get fully charged. Costs about $15. You get to be plugged in all day. You get to leave Disneyland with a fully charged car.
You know that's an insider tip.
Well, I didn't do that. So we left Disneyland. Next morning, got up, found the Electrify America that's by our house where we were staying.
Yeah.
And went to plug in. Again, 4 chargers, 4 cars, no waiting system. So much like Tesla, I complained about a few years ago, there's no button to press. So you just kind of park there. And when other people park, you get out and tell them, like, hey, I'm next, Timmy. I'm here. Like, you're not next. It's me. There was a little fight in one of them. Finally got plugged in, got about 55 kilowatts on a 250 kilowatt charger. So again, way under what it would, you know, should be, right?
Yeah.
But I had nothing to do. I went to the grocery store, took 45 minutes, got fully charged. On the way home, a little bit better experience. So I stopped at a better charger, the one in Cabazon. And like I said, with the Tesla chargers, they're great there. Well, it turns out the ones for Electrify America, also great. I got the full speed there. So it was really great. It was getting about 125 kilowatts. It was awesome. You know, quick charge, got all the way up to about 85%, and then cruise. But here was the interesting thing. So I was leaving, and it said to go to Quartzsite next. Well, Quartzsite's 145 miles away, and I had 167 miles of range.
Okay.
So if you're in your Tesla, and it said you're going 145 miles, but you have 167, are you trying
that? Not a chance I'm making it.
Well, when I
you know what would happen is about halfway there, I'd get a message that says, turn off the AC,
right?
Turn off the radio, don't go over 55,
yeah,
and pray it's downhill.
So what's interesting is I drove 72, so I wasn't going crazy fast. I wasn't going 80,
It's pretty fast for you.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
I ran all things at normal, you know, normal air conditioning. The kids had their devices plugged in. Nothing weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled into Quartzsite with exactly 22 miles. It got it on the nose.
That's...
Pulled impressive. Into the Loves. There was no one there at the time. Okay. Plugged in. Just like the way out, I did okay. I got 73 kilowatts. So not what I'm hoping for, but enough.
Consistent.
Charged for about 30 minutes. And then on my way, got home. Was decently low by the time I got home, but nothing bad, right? And then plugged into the wall charger. So all this is to say, this is what I've learned. Tesla Supercharger Network is more robust and more reliable in almost every way. Okay. There are more of them, they are better placed, and they are insanely consistent. Every time that I've been to a charger in the last 3 years, I've gotten the full 250 kilowatts at every time. It always feels great, it's rapid, feels awesome, and it's simple. You plug in, you charge, you drive away, they bill you, life's good, right?
Okay.
The non-Tesla system, this other network that we're working on, this federated network, we'll call it, as it reminds me of Mastodon for chargers.
Yeah.
It works. It's like gas stations. There's some good ones. There's some bad ones. There are some ones that you really don't want to be at, and there's some ones that are perfectly great.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough of them to do the job, and no one should be worried about that. But if you're into road trips all the time, that's not the car I'm going to recommend. Like, I'm not going to recommend you have to go for that. Now, there are a few brands that get in the, you know, crazy 400 and 500 mile. That's a whole different thing. But for the normies out there buying the 250 mile, 300 mile ranges, you know, that system's good enough, but it's not incredible and it's not amazing. But I do want to reiterate something from the first podcast, which is if you're out there thinking, well, I've got an ICE car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not sure I want to get an electric car. The two times a year, three times a year that I'm going to drive to California or Vegas, and I'm going to have to wait an extra 45 minutes to get there. They're annoying. They're annoying when you're going to Disneyland the next morning. It's not the best. But 362 days out of the year, EVs are the way to be.